WAAP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A warning to Iran from President Trump. Don't threaten the United States again, or you'll face your official end, as he put it on Twitter. The tweet posted shortly after a rocket exploded near Baghdad's Green Zone. AP correspondent John Gambrell is in the region.
A rocket was fired near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Now, that rocket landed about a mile away from the embassy and didn't injure anybody. But it seems to have come from East Baghdad, which is a series of neighborhoods that are held predominantly by Iranian-aligned Shia militias.
President Trump says Iran is trouble, telling the Fox News Channel in an interview that aired last night.
When I first came to office, one of the first meetings I had was at the Pentagon with generals, and they were showing me the Middle East. And they had 14 or 15 sites where there was nothing but war, problems. Every single one of those sites was instigated by Iran.
Women's health groups trying to overturn restrictions on abortions in Virginia go to federal court today in Richmond. They are challenging several state laws, including one that requires women to have an ultrasound before an abortion can be performed. Severe weather has knocked down trees and snapped off power for thousands of residents of Ville Platte, Louisiana. There may have been a tornado. Dozens of homes damaged or destroyed. Resident Ashley Godot feels lucky to be alive after the storm slammed into her home.
If this isn't a sign, then I don't know what else would be. How am I even standing here? We probably shouldn't even be standing in here right now.
She talked to KATC-TV. For the second year in a row, Brooks Koepka has won the PGA Championship. And the Game of Thrones finale was last night. Critics and viewers were split on it. The finale had a 57% score in Rotten Tomatoes. This is AP Radio News. If you didn't watch Game of Thrones, maybe
John Wick.
You went to the movies.
In effect in 3, 2.
The hyper-violent Keanu Reeves franchise John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum tops the box office, debuting with an estimated gross of $57 million.
We're the Avengers.
Avengers Endgame gets knocked to second place in its fourth weekend with $29.4 million. Third place...
I don't need a Pokemon.
Pokemon Detective Pikachu with $24.8 million. And A Dog's Journey opened in fourth place. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new survey shows that nearly every state is using drones. In Utah, drones are hovering near avalanches to watch roaring snowstorms. In North Carolina, they're searching for nests of endangered birds. And in Kansas, they could soon be identifying sick cows through heat signatures. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.